Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everybody. Happy August. We are already in the month of August, off and running. And it feels like a much different month, so I'm excited to talk about some of those energies with you today. Also, we are going to be chatting with a dear soul. The psychic cowgirl, Shannon Lockman, is here, and I'm going to bring her on here. And we're going to have some fun today talking about synchronicity, listening to your inner voice, and sharing with you an announcement about an upcoming event. So, Shannon, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm pretty excited.
Yes, I am too. I'm so glad you're here today. Just so our listeners know, you have your own blog talk radio show called Psychic Cowgirl, and you have Magical Mondays every Monday night. So I didn't want to forget to mention that because I know people like to discover new people that they connect with and want to keep that connection alive.
I do. Monday nights at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, because I live in Alberta, so that's my time zone. And it's called Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl and my psychic sidekick, Virginia. We have a lot of fun.
Yes, I listen to you every Monday night, and I love the chat room, and there's just a lot of good energy. So if you're ever looking for a way to start off your week, I would recommend listening to Shannon's show. Just a little plug for her.
Thanks.
There. Yeah. Yes, well, we have some fun things to talk about today. Shannon and I actually met online through Twitter, and we had some very cool synchronicity events happen, where we just clicked right away. And to everyone listening, you can probably relate that there's some people, you see them and you just feel like, I know that person. And there's a connection there and you can just hit the ground running with sharing and opening and being on the same page. So that's how Shannon and I connected originally. And that was been a few months ago. And a lot of cool things have started since then.
Yes, we did connect on Twitter. I was actually looking for a business coach, and I don't even know how it happened, but I stumbled across Molly's picture on Twitter, and I saw that she does astrology readings, and I thought, hey, I want that instead. And then, oh my goodness, it just clicked. She ended up coming on my radio show that night, and we had a lot of fun.
Yes, we did. It happened so fast, and that's what the energies are right now. It's like things are just unfolding and developing in rapid speed, and I've had many instances where something just feels right, and I'm going to trust it, I'm going to go with it, and it opens up these new opportunities and doorways, and it's as if my mind doesn't even have time to think about it, I just need to do it.
I agree, and it just brings all these interesting things into your life that you didn't even imagine. I'm also finding the opposite. When that little voice or that little gut feeling says it's not a good fit for you, trust that.
Yes,
Yes, and that's something we want to talk about today a lot.
Yes. I've I like to experience things. Yeah, I'm one of those people that, you know, you tell me the stove is hot, but I want to know how hot. I want to know exactly. So I haven't always listened, and I'm finding myself in a situation right now where I didn't listen, and I thought, oh, I'll just try it. And they're showing me that I was mistaken in not listening. So it's a good lesson, but it's still annoying and frustrating. So trust those also.
Yes, yes. That's part of our experiences right now, is that it all seems to come back to listening to that inner voice and really trusting it. And it will be, oftentimes it will be a softer voice or a whisper, and your mind will want to overrun it with details or data or something that just sounds and seems more practical. And yet the inner voice really, really knows what it's doing. It has so much good content for us.
It does. Or if you're like me, you just want to know, well, why?
Yes, right. Well, what if I do try this? What if I
see
what happens?
Oh,
do you want to talk about that situation you mentioned at all, or do you not want to go there?
I'm still kind of in it.
Okay.
So not yet. Once it gets resolved, I'll talk about it. I can talk without specifics, though. You know what? On this spiritual journey, one of the hardest lessons, and I'm still learning it, is that not everybody that can talk the talk in marketing walks the walk.
Yes.
And that's the situation I'm in right now, where what I perceived them presenting and being is not what's happening. So I don't know if it's my perceptions or if it's because they're really good at marketing and that's what they want me to think.
So I had something happen related to that, I guess, dynamic. And what I found is that it's part of this dividing energy that we're experiencing, and that some people are excellent at marketing or whatever their craft is because it appeals to the 3D experience, or it appeals to a certain demographic of people who are not consciously choosing a spiritual path right now. So some marketing tactics will reach them. And then there's this new era of marketing that is unfolding where you have to connect with people energetically. There has to be heart energy there. There has to be the same intentions. It's a different dynamic.
Yes. And you have to trust your energy about it, because even though their words say that they're going to solve the problem that you have, until you actually connect with them energetically, you don't know that for sure.
Yes. Yes. There's some energies that they're just not going to mesh right now. And many of us are doing something new in our lives, pioneering a new idea or a new direction. That's the theme, I'd say, globally for a lot of people that I've interacted with, is that we're stepping out into this new way of living our lives. And it's sort of seeing who is there with you and who is not. And I think that overall there's a lot of people who are not just yet.
Yes, and there's a lot of information out there to help you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it will. Just because, and I find that, I think, wow, they have the right words in their presentation, I can relate to those words, but behind those words is the traditional marketing, and that's not what I'm looking for.
Yes. So I feel that there's some people listening who completely understand what we're saying, and they are ready to take themselves to a new place. And on the other side, you might think, well, what if there aren't clients to support my new professional endeavors? And I'm feeling that this is a big time where both sides of the equation, both professionals and clients, are really ready to meet up. So to focus on this whole idea of trusting yourself, if you are going into business or have a business idea and you're afraid that the clients won't be there, or you're thinking that no one's going to match up with you, now is an excellent time to step forward and trust that and trust what you're being shown, because what we can't see is what's happening for everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's so many people who want to just take a step forward, and they're afraid that they're going to be the only one stepping forward.
I agree. You know what? Virginia and I did a show on spiritual-based businesses, creating one. It's been our most downloaded show. It was only 2 weeks ago, and it's been the most downloaded show. So people are ready. And let me tell you this, people. I live on a cattle ranch. I don't have a population here. There is less people in my whole province than there is in Los Angeles. So I'm not in a highly populated area, yet my business is very successful. So don't think traditionally. Don't think that you have to have these certain things in place to step forward with your business. Take a leap of faith.
Yes, yes. There's so much energy supporting that this month especially, but also this year and going forward, because it's the bigger picture is about really trusting ourselves in new ways and on new levels. And I found that, you know, we know to trust ourselves, but we can look for in the external world for validation and confirmation. It's sort of like we look with our eyes and our ears and our noses and everything to confirm what's happening in our guts. And what is happening is that those answers and confirmations are coming, and they're coming faster. I've heard it said that synchronization is confirmation. And that's one of the reasons why it's been so delightful meeting up with Shannon, is because we have so much in common, and the internet provided a way for us to connect.
Yeah,
I guess what I really want people to know is that you are going to be supported beyond what you can see and hear initially, and then it's going to come to you.
Yes. And don't let go of any traditional business marketing practices and things like that. I have a business background, and that I had to get rid of all that slowly. I mean, because some of it fits and some of it doesn't. And once you get rid of it and just open yourself up, you don't know what's going to happen. You will be surprised.
And I find that exciting. I like that. I understand how some people find that scary. And so it's also an opportunity to trust more and to believe in yourself more and to strengthen that core within you. Where if you have an idea and an inspiration, it's there for a reason. It's almost like you've been handed a baton to take an idea and run with it, or to take an expression that you want to share or anything that you want to do and really run with it. Make it real. Make it happen for yourself. It's the time right now.
Absolutely. The energies are amazing for that. And you just
don't
know.
And I really like, yeah. Yeah, and that's exciting. I remember having a conversation with you about possibilities and how, you know, we will go into, say, a job interview or into somewhere looking for a particular outcome. But if you stay open to all the possible outcomes that you can't even see, you can be surprised and delighted by how the universe brings something about and creates it for you.
And I've never found an instance where it wasn't bigger, better than you could have imagined. I can use my radio show as an example. My intention, and it was on a full moon today, I made the intention that I wanted to guest on more radio shows. Well, that exploded and I ended up with my own. I didn't know I wanted one.
Yay! That's wonderful. Exactly, exactly. I've noticed that in my own life, too, that sometimes it's just about taking that one step forward, because that's all you need to do then that day. You know, if today you just take one step forward, if you just reach out to one person, if you just share an idea with three people, you know, whatever that one step is for you, then it puts in motion greater energy and amplifies more possibilities. So setting the intention and allowing it to unfold always shows us amazing possibilities.
Yes. Have to pay attention, though.
Always.
And when those when those events or possibilities show up and you get that scared, freaked out feeling, just let it float through and then look at it. Because there's
let it
such
float.
A difference
like
between
that.
Scared, but scared with that underlying excitement.
Yeah, I like that sensation. We started talking, too, about, you know, the listening to ourselves and trusting. And I meant to say that I have in my bedroom what I call my listening chair. And it's sort of a meditation place, but I don't always meditate there. But I just like a quiet place that's very comfortable and lush and inviting to go to when I just need to sit and be away from electronics, be away from stimuli and interactions, and I can just listen. And for me, that doesn't have to be an hour event. It doesn't have to be half an hour. Sometimes I'll sit for 7 or 8 minutes just to tune in to my own inner voice and to get some messages and some clarity. And that's all I need. So I also want to let people know that when you are practicing listening, do it your own way and do it as you feel comfortable. It can be any different. It can include so many different elements, but do it with what's right for you.
I love your listening chair. What a great idea.
And it's actually really, really cute and really comfortable. And I felt it deserved a name. It deserves
something. You should put a picture of it on Facebook. That's awesome.
I know,
what a fantastic idea.
I should. It's really pretty. So, yes, that's been a nice base for me. And again, it wasn't what I intended. I didn't go out to buy one or look for one. It just, I found it and brought it home, and it fit perfectly in the space, and it's just been a great investment. But I have such a connection to it because it's the one place where I don't have to interact.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea.
So, yeah. The other place that I have found where I listen really well is when I'm driving. When I'm in the car and I'm on the highway, obviously I'm paying attention to the road and I'm watching what's going on, but I can reach this inner state where I can really let my mind flow. Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, that's because your brain goes into a theta brainwave. That's why when you're driving, you get those great ahas.
Yes. Yes.
Or you can go deep and then lose track of everything and then end up somewhere and you can't remember how you got there. That's the theta brainwave.
Yeah, I really like the car. In fact, there's times that I will drive on the highway and I have to go do an errand, but I really look forward to it because it's a designated time of silence. And I'll turn off the radio and maybe I'll roll down the windows, maybe not, but it just is like this special cocoon that I have a really good vibe about.
Those are great ways. Mine is going for walks because I live in the country and I have a lot of trees and open land. When I need to listen, I go for walks by myself.
I think that's beautiful because especially when you're out and you can listen to nature and listen to the trees and the grass and even your animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually I get visited by some horses or a cow or two or something. Cats. I try to make sure the big orange cat's inside because he gets whiny. He likes to be carried. So if I really need to go have some meditation listening time, I have to make sure he's not around.
Yeah, right. Steer clear of the high-maintenance animals for a little bit to take care of yourself.
He is high.
And I found, too, that I need more devoted listening time during the week. When I'm the busiest is when I need it more, just to balance all of emails and life stuff going on. That I noticed, too, that if I don't take time to listen, I'll get something going on in my ear. Like my ear will have a long ringing sound, or it'll feel plugged up, or there's something about something will affect my ear, and then I'll know. Oh, yes.
That's interesting. Ringing in your ear, one of the things, and I believe this one, is, of course, you know, if someone's talking about you, but it's your guides downloading information into you.
I believe that.
If you're not listening, they'll make your ear ring so that you will listen.
Yes. Yes, I believe that. I very much believe that. And my clairaudience abilities have really been growing in the past year or so. And I've noticed that more information does come through the hearing sense than ever before. So, they know they can get my attention with the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what else we were going to talk about, we had mentioned that finding community and like-minded souls all over the world is so important right now. And we started off the show by saying how Shannon and I met and all of the events that have unfolded. And I have found some of my, I'd say my closest soul friends through online groups and through different people who have connected me to other like-minded people. And I'm finding this happening more and more when people are reaching out and able to embrace the benefits of technology and to really, you know, go beyond what their perceptions are of how to relate to people. Some people I know, I've never met them in person, but I know them and we talk on the phone and there's just a great connection there. And I think that this is all about these new energetic downloads that are coming in where we're supported in deeper ways and more authentic ways.
Yes. And it's easier to find the like-minded souls. Because there's tons of groups. And again, you have to be discerning because not everybody, but you do find them. Virginia and I have never met either. We met in a psychic development group.
Was that an online class?
It was a group. It was called the Seeker Circle, actually. That's where we met.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and then there's people you're just naturally drawn to, and the conversation flows, and you're on the same page.
And one of the huge things that's a benefit I find is because when we're on this spiritual journey and we're looking to improve ourselves, it's not always comfortable to talk about it with our people that are in our community until we get ourselves sorted out, kind of. That's a good way to put it. Until we have it all figured out what we're doing and how we're doing it, it's not always comfortable to talk about it. Yet online, when you belong to groups and things, you find people that are already in that like-minded energy.
That is
a beautiful
point. I completely resonate with that.
Until you get yourself in a space where you can talk about it to your community people. But when you're first starting or trying to figure it all out, online is easier.
And there are so many offerings and different teachers and different things to explore that there's something about needing your own space to figure it all out that's really important. I really value that for myself, just being able to discern what matches for me and what I need and what is really connecting to where I'm at. And it's so nice to know, too, that there are other people who are doing the exact same thing and that you can connect with people anywhere around the world and it doesn't have to be your immediate circle of friends.
Yes. And then once you get to a point where you're comfortable with it, then you'll find that you will talk to your immediate circle of friends and you'll be shocked at how many of them are interested and want to join in, and it just creates this amazing ripple effect.
Yes, yes, that's very true. And I like the fact that it honors individual needs, individual timelines, individual preferences. You know, our spiritual work is so, for me, it's so vital. It's been such a part of my life for the past 10, 11 years that it's a really big part of my identity. And I've needed to figure it out on my own and move through the different phases of it. And to reach out and find more people who believe and who understand is so supportive because there's been times when I felt very, very alone. And I realized that those have been such valuable phases.
I agree. Because you need that space to figure it out. We are trained from a young age to follow the crowd. And when you're on your spiritual path, you're not following a crowd. You're following your inner stuff. And it's odd. It's at first it's very strange to do that. And then it becomes natural.
Yes, and the muscle, excuse me, listening to that inner core, that it's like that's a muscle and it just becomes stronger and stronger. And trusting it more and knowing what is right for you and discerning what you need is vital. Because we are each powerful. We each have special gifts and services to offer. And finding what those are and connecting to them is something that benefits everyone. So I find it to be this fascinating dichotomy where when you do your individual spiritual work, you are actually benefiting many because you're getting in touch with more of your gifts and abilities in a way that will be potentially brought to many people or just increase the energy in your life.
I agree completely. And you won't even know who you're affecting because you're affecting people that you see every day, but you're not affecting them like openly with words, just by your energy and you being you.
Yes, yes. Are you finding any common themes right now with your clients in terms of energy or in terms of spiritual work? I've noticed that happens a lot, that there seems to be common themes, whether it's a monthly theme or an annual theme.
The last few, there's been a huge release of burdens, where energetically they decided a bunch of things were their faults and they were carrying them around, and we've been releasing those.
Huge.
They were just ready. Yes, and then I'm getting the feedback after that they feel like a great weight has been lifted. There's been a few lately. The cool part is they're ready to do the work.
That's and a celebration so right there.
Instant. Yeah. Explaining that to people, I find sometimes is tricky because you can come and see me and I can tell you all sorts of stuff and help you with all sorts of stuff, but if you're not ready and willing to do your part, it's not going to be as effective. And all you have to do is be ready. And it's not even like you have to go through a big training program. You just have to decide, okay, I am ready. And then you can start releasing. And it gets you into a space where once you release a bunch of these burdens that you have been carrying, you get to invite in the better energies automatically. How about you? What are your clients' themes right now? Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was really bizarre. I don't know if we're affecting the energy waves or what, but my call dropped. So I apologize for
no
any confusion
way.
For you or the listeners. But I was like, what just happened? So I'm back. And you were saying something
okay.
really beautiful.
If it happens again, I'll know and I'll just keep chatting.
Okay. Apologies, everyone. Technology is our friend. And our foe sometimes.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean that we're onto something really juicy if we can zap the energy?
Yes, it does, which is why I had to definitely call back in. So I missed what you said, but the listeners didn't. So I don't want to screw up the conversation anymore. But you were mentioning the themes and people lifting their burdens, and I think that that is so fitting for right now because we've been carrying these burdens for who knows how long. I mean, energetically and in our auras and in our DNAs. So to really recognize them and give them up is such a celebration.
Completely. What is the theme that you're finding with your clients right now?
And it revolves around deeper change right. related to family members.
Interesting.
I'm seeing a lot of family stuff come up where, and I would say it's related to burdens too, where people are recognizing the role certain family members have played in their lives, and they don't want to participate in those roles, and they don't want to participate in that energy anymore. So they're shifting themselves and their own behaviors
yes.
in a way that's changing family dynamics pretty profoundly.
Nice. That is the same energy, letting go of those burdens.
Yeah, and I want to recognize that that's not always easy, and it's confusing,
no.
especially with family, because we have loyalty. You know,
and
we
pattern.
Have loyalty. Yeah, right. So there's also confusion that comes up, grief, hurt, sadness, anger. All that stuff comes forward to get cleared. And I find that once someone's on the other side of that, they're really seeing some incredible shifts in all areas of your life. Because when you release the energy in one area, it does affect all areas.
Mm-hmm. And invites better energies to come in because
yes.
there's space.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So overall, it feels good. It's just part of this overall theme we're moving through. It's very
quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, how not only is this year really fast and the energy is really fast, but we are moving through things so much quicker than, say, 2008 or 2009. Those years mm. for me were heavy, and I had a slower process because I was figuring things out, whereas now I'm seeing a lot of people figuring things out faster and smoother and more gracefully.
I agree. The energies are really, really supporting that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
nice. And isn't it fascinating that each month has a different theme to it?
Yeah.
Like, how does the universe know it's the new month? I mean, of course they know, but it just blows my mind.
Yes, I know. Well, August felt very different to me. And you mentioned, too, the full moon. And I want to mention that this month has 2 full moons in it, which is rare.
Juicy.
Yeah, it is. And a full moon is about illumination. That's how I like to think of it. And it brings something to the light that was hidden. It brings whatever was subconscious to our conscious awareness. So throughout the month of August, we have a lot of opportunities to have things brought to our awareness so that we can transform them and upgrade them to a more authentic personal expression.
Nice.
It's part of that fun Leo energy that is about creativity and playing and, you know, celebrating life and proudly sharing yourself.
Well, it is birthday month for me, so it is a big celebration all month long.
Right, as it should be. As it should be.
So everybody else gets to celebrate too. Woohoo!
Yes, yes. I was going to say something else about the full moon. So it's today, August 1st, this is Pacific time because I'm on Pacific time, at 8:27 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
So that means 10:27 Eastern time. And then it actually means tomorrow morning, August 2nd, if you're on Greenwich Mean Time, it's 4:27 a.m. So it straddles both August 1st and August 2nd.
That's neat. So
yeah.
9:27 my time. Cool.
Yes, yes. That's the exact time of the full moon. And then later on this month, August 31st, will be the full moon in Pisces, which is a very strong, spiritually based energy. So we can talk about that later in the month, but that's where we're going.
Nice.
This month it's going to be strong. Yeah. And then I believe it's August 17th is the Leo new moon. So There's just a lot of action this month. And that's just the moon's activity. That's not even all the planets and everything that's happening with them. Because
yes.
There's a lot of action this month. And for people listening to this show, the full moon lasts for a little over 2 weeks, and it's a very forward-moving, exciting energy. So it's a great time to really dive into your creative pursuits, to express yourself more, to really be tuned into your heart, and take a risk. Have some courage and take a risk in one area of your life, or maybe it's many areas of your life, and share yourself authentically and know that you are being supported in doing that.
You're being supported by the universe, because the energies today, it feels like, I don't know, new beginnings. And yes, the first sometimes feels like that, but this feels really, really rich.
Oh, good work.
You get to just easily let go of whatever you want to let go and embrace what you want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I felt that the past week of July was like a purging of some energies and some stuff, and an opportunity to further align with what you really want.
Yes, I agree.
And like that carries forth the same theme that you were talking about in regards to burdens, and what I was talking about with family themes, is that it's really a time to prioritize and go within for the answers that support you, and to trust that, and at the same time, to honor other people in doing that, and to know that your answers might not match up, and that's perfect. There's nothing wrong.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong if it doesn't match up. I think that we can easily fall into the right or wrong, good or bad dichotomy, but everyone
True.
Is being gifted with the opportunity to connect with their authentic self more.
And to figure out what's right or wrong for yourself.
Yeah. What's higher, what brings you higher and lifts you up and
yes.
carries you further to where you want to go.
Yeah. What makes you smile? What makes your energy feel lighter?
Yes.
And what doesn't?
Yes, yes. I love that, especially since here in the Northern Hemisphere we're experiencing summer. I know not all of our listeners are experiencing summer, but it's nice to have that connection to sun more,
mm-hmm.
at least, you know, full-on sun, with sunscreen, of course, so that we can invigorate ourselves with the light. Shannon and I were also going to share with you a special announcement. A special
Yay.
Event.
Yay!
And it's a little bit, well, it's not a little bit. It's pretty much ready to go. And so
Yay.
I am excited that we are birthing this to more people and sharing with them what has been going on behind the scenes. So here's what it is. We are working together with a variety of other experts and presenters and have created a special online event called the Conscious Wisdom Festival. It's consciouswisdomfestival.com. And it's a group of people who have been doing their spiritual work and who are experts in various fields, sharing with you their wisdom, their knowledge, and their gifts. And it's different than other types of online conferences out there. How would you describe it, Shannon?
I'm going to say it's different because it's a lot more practical. It's also not based on marketing. It's
yes.
based on helping you experience some new things, experience some new ways to get to know yourself.
Beautiful. Yes, exactly. It's not about numbers. It's not about making you think that this is worth thousands of dollars and you're only paying $100. There's a lot of tactics out there where people inflate the value of something to make you think you're getting a really, really great deal. And that marketing approach works, and it has worked. Being done. You know, that's why it's still in effect. But we're taking it to a new place where this is just a very affordable gathering. I like to call it a gathering, where you will connect with some amazing teachers and presenters, and we're not looking to make money off of you. I don't know how else to say it. It's only $37. It's only $37 for 3 days. And
you get all the downloads.
Yes, you get all the downloads with that. You get everything. There's no behind-the-scenes tricks, and the price of it is just to cover technology and advertising. And I feel like that's an important thing for people to know.
And don't misunderstand. We do want you to want to work with us later, but only if you feel in alignment with us and you feel it would benefit you.
Yes. Yes, because every presenter, and you can check out the website, it's consciouswisdomfestival.com. Every presenter was specially selected. They have been doing their own spiritual practice for a while. They know what they're doing. They have a lot to share. Maybe they have books or videos or online articles. They have a lot to share. And they have a common theme of heart energy, meaning they just want to help you and they want to work with you, and there is a lot of good intention behind it.
Yes.
And there's so much talent.
Yes. And it's not about you sign up and listen, and then during the conversation, there's a big marketing pitch, and you feel like you just have to have that product or your life just won't improve. It doesn't have that base. And I know some seminars that do, because I've been sucked in. And I felt like that after, that I was sucked in.
Yeah,
not
right.
Not that I didn't enjoy the material when I got it, but then it was sort of tainted a little bit.
Right. It felt more like a scam or something.
And don't get me wrong, marketing has its place, but I like alignment.
Yes,
I would rather buy from someone that I'm in alignment with and that I can understand and create a connection with.
Yes. And so I want to expand on this whole concept too. So the Conscious Wisdom Festival is going to be an ongoing event that happens 4 times a year, once every season. And the idea is that it's growing a community, and that this is a place you come back to for new inspiration, for timely information. You know, you don't just go once and, oh, right, that was something I did a few years ago. No, the idea is that you're continually working with like-minded people who enjoy the same information and who have something to offer you to help you be the best you can in the world. The other aspect of this is that you will get new information, and you will find that the presenters are very original. They have some new emerging healing modalities. They are very talented, and they are ready to share with more people.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
If you can't make all the calls, it's okay, because you can download them. And you don't have to download all of them. You download the ones that you think would be interesting.
Exactly.
That's up to you.
Otherwise, it might be overwhelming. So, for example, maybe you don't want, you know, it's going to easily be at least 20 hours of information. Maybe you don't want all that. You just take what you like and what you want. You download it, keep it for yourself. And then what's great is that you keep it in your own spiritual library resource. That's what I call it. Because on my computer, I have a file that holds all these different recordings of information that I've enjoyed. And I come back to them and I listen to them again, because I get new information each time.
Yes. I have that file too.
Yes. So it's a nice way to build up some some information that you can reference again and again, just for those days when you just need a little bit of something good to put in your brain, you know, a little bit of inspiration, or you think, oh, what did that person say about, you know, trusting myself more? What did this person recommend and talk about astrology? What did they share that I think would be great for me right now?
Yes, and you can download them all and then just have your reference library. See, I would do something like that. I would download them all, and then over the months, I would listen to them.
Yeah, I like that. I would do that too, because why not? You never know, and as we mentioned before with synchronicity, you might come across someone who talks about something that you're only mildly interested in right now, and then in a few weeks, you're really interested in it and you want more. So,
right.
I would do that too. I would get the full
or, absolutely. See, that's what I would do for sure. For $37, absolutely. Or say end up having a conversation with someone in a few weeks and they talk about some modality or something and you go, hey, I think that might have been one of the speakers that talked about something like that. And then you can go back and find it. And then look at how smart you'll be.
Right, because you're so smart. That's right.
Yeah.
We didn't mention when this is. It's August 14, 15, 16. August 14, 15, 16. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you might have to work. You might have to take the kids back to school. You might be really busy those days. But that's why everything is available as a download, so that you can listen to it on your timeline and fit it into your life. It's convenient that way. It's not just a one-time event that you have to listen live. You can listen live or listen later.
And it's not, if you don't listen live, that it's only available for the next 24 or 48 hours.
Oh, good point. Right. It'll be available for a while. Because we want you to get the most from it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love
and
that
also,
it's
go ahead.
Practical. I know. I keep going back to that word a lot, I find, in my life, because I love practical.
Yeah. Yes. And so how would you describe practical in this sense? Like, what do you keep thinking of?
Advice that you can use. Advice that you can use right now rather than, say I gave a presentation and all the advice I gave was geared so that for you to know more about it, you would have to have a session with me.
Yeah, right, which is then just a sales technique.
Right.
To lure you in. It's just a fish hook. But this is like the substance. This is the real content. And some of the presenters have special offers that they're giving for people who attend, you know, if you want to do a session afterwards, or there's some bonus things. There's a lot of value in it. I think that's why I'm excited about this, is because I think that people are ready for something that has real substance to it.
Yes. That doesn't feel like a marketing pitch.
Right.
And I say it like that because I've listened to lots that were marketing pitches. And so when Molly approached me with this idea, the first thing I did was tuned into the energy of it to see if it would fit with what I like, what I know, what I feel. And it did.
Yay.
That's how I do things.
Yes. I know, and I trust your opinion. And it was very cool to watch because I invited a variety of people. And most of them right away said yes, because they did the same thing that you did. They tuned in to what their own guidance was, and they tuned in to the energy of it to see if this was the right format and platform for them. And people answered yes practically instantly, and with excitement and with enthusiasm, because there was something there that really connected with them. And that's a wonderful, reassuring response for me, because having this idea was very exciting, and it came to me in May through my guidance team, and I was thinking about it and working on it and, you know, trying to fit it all together and how it would work and how it would look. And the more it came together, the more effortless it became, and it just kept getting better and better. So that's a good place to start from, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I also wanted to mention that at the festival, there is going to be more than just presentations. We're going to be featuring some original artists and their work. I'm very excited about some of the beautiful creations that people are making, and they need to share their work with more people, too. And then there's going to be a bookstore where you can find more books, and you can discover other people's radio shows, and there's just going to be a lot of different resources so that it's not simply listening to a presentation. It's more all-encompassing.
More like a festival.
Yeah, yes, which is why it was named Festival, because it does have that lively, fun energy to it. It's not, I didn't want to say conference or seminar. That just didn't fit for me. I wanted something with a little more oomph.
Yes, and because you're having a variety.
Yes, yes.
So if when we listen to some presentations, we want a corn dog, we'll know it's because we're tuned into the festival.
Yeah, you might crave festival food.
Or cotton candy.
Yes, whatever you need to have an amazing experience. I wanted to mention some of the people that we are going to be featuring. We're going to have a few astrologers, few authors, a literary publicist, a numerologist, a few intuitive coaches and messengers. There's a few new healing modalities that are going to be shared with you with Metatron and with some other energetic beings of light, energies. There's some Akashic records stuff, and there are the color wisdom cards. They're sort of like tarot cards, but they are fables that were downloaded, divinely given from to a woman after she had a near-death experience, and she created these 52 cards. Like I said, like a tarot deck, and they're beautiful and they're fun and they're a really great resource for discovering more of what you need to, more of your answers, more family patterns, et cetera. So there's just a lot of variety. And then, of course, our own psychic cowgirl, Shannon, is going to be presenting as well. And did you want to say, I would love to hear a little bit more about what you're sharing.
Well, it's my birthday week, guys, so yay, even better. My birthday's the day before. My birthday's on the 14th, so my energy will be like zing. I want to, you know what, some of the things that I'm going to talk about, we touched on today in our conversation. I'm going to give you some tools to know what's good in your energy, what's not good in your energy. I'm going to give you a cord-cutting meditation to get rid of some of your burdens and blockages, because sometimes
that is huge.
Sometimes
That's huge. We
create energetic cords with people when we meet them and interact with them. Some of them are positive and fantastic, and some of them are not. So we are going to cut those cords during my presentation, and then you will get access to the download to download onto your computer as a separate thing, so that you can do that anytime you need it. I have some clients that do it once a week.
That's a gift, and cord cutting does amazing things. I've done it for a few years now, and I really like it. I feel it. I feel it working with me.
Because there's some days where you just feel energetically drained and low, and you don't know why, because you don't really have a specific reason. That can be created from a cord. Someone's attached a cord to you. And it's not that they, you know, went and plugged into you awaringly and decided to wreak havoc. It's just something that happens with our interactions with people. And once you start cutting them, you just feel so much better.
Yes, yes. That's so generous of you to offer that, too. That's wonderful. I think people are going to get a lot out of that resource.
Well, thanks. Yes, and I'm going to talk about being more spiritually aware. I'm going to give you some tools and some things that I've learned along the way.
Perfect. It is. It's going to be amazing. Every presenter's session that they're putting together gets me excited. I think maybe I wanted to do this because I was so excited to learn more. I'm finding incredible information from every person I speak with. So it's been really great to see all of the original inspiring ideas that people are bringing to the table.
And I also love that one of your criteria was it was people that have done their own work.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because
they're
like
not
we
just
are
trying
talking
to sell you something.
Right. Right. And I love that you're putting this together because you have done your own work. Some of the teleseminars that I've attended, you can tell that the presenter is partially doing it to help their own personal life, which there's nothing wrong with that, but let me tell you, it shows.
Yeah.
And when it's
right.
repeated and repeated and repeated, well, then perhaps this stuff isn't working, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. And on that note, I'm also going to be sharing as well because my background is in marketing and communications. I've done a lot of different projects and work with online effective messaging. And so I'm going
nice.
To share with you how to maximize your online presence, how to increase your social marketing and social media tools. I'm going to talk to you about some of the essentials of email communications because you might not know it, but when you receive an email, say from any company, choose your favorite company, at least usually 10 to 15 people have worked on one email to get it out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk about that and some of the things you need to do because most of us, we're just a one-man show and we need to know some essentials to make our own work flow better. So I'm going to give you some
yes.
of those tips. Because
ooh, I'm very excited for that.
Way. Yeah, don't do it the hard way. Here's what you need to do to make it easy on yourself. And you don't have to have a copywriter and a designer and all these other people. You can do it yourself. And so we're going to talk about that. And then also, I'm going to share some stuff about SEO, search engine optimization, mm-hmm. and some basics about that too, how it works, how it's changing, what you can do to improve your own search rankings. Some of those little things,
right.
There's some really easy things you can do, but most people don't know it. You don't know it, right? If you don't know it,
right.
you wouldn't do it. So I'm going to share with you some of those. Insights as well, and the idea is to help everyone who needs it to take their own business to the next level and to help them expand their messages in effective ways.
That's fantastic, and let me tell you, listeners, Molly doesn't know what she's talking about because we had a conversation, I believe it was last week, and the tips that she gave me about my website, just because we were having this conversation, they were fantastic.
Yay. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome.
Then my internet went down for days, and I haven't had time to implement them, but I will.
Ew, that's funny. It's because your internet then had a new energetic download. It was being upgraded, and it had to crash
oh.
before starting fresh.
I think so.
Yeah. So that is, gosh, I can't believe it. Our show is almost, our whole full hour
Holy
is
man.
Almost over. Again, the hour flew by, as it always does. And so everyone, we shared with you a lot of stuff. Please feel free to listen to the show again if you wanted to go back and hear the beginning, if you came on late. We started off with some fun information about listening to your voice and trusting yourself and all the good stuff that comes about because of that. Sorry, the lady's talking in my ear, so I stopped for a moment. And please check out the ConsciousWisdomFestival.com. You're going to find some great information there. You'll get an idea of who's presenting and what they're offering. The website is being updated with more information continually. But check it out and contact me if you have any questions.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon is the Psychic Cowgirl. You can find her website, psychiccowgirl.com. You can follow her on Twitter, at Psychic Cowgirl. And she's on Facebook, of course. And like we mentioned, she has her own Blog Talk Radio show every Monday night. So connect with Shannon. She always has a lot of good information to share, and she's one of my soul friends, so I can't help but recommend
her. Yes. I see Molly that way, too. It's exciting. And I look forward to seeing you all at the festival. That is going to be so much fun.
We're
I know I'll be downloading
time.
A lot.
I know. I'm already buzzing about it. I'm already buzzing. So I hope that that affects other people in a positive way and gets you excited about some new inspiration, some new tools, and a lot of good information you can use.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. We're so glad you're here. You know, we feel your energetic presence. So please know that as a listener and as someone who's tuned in, we greatly appreciate it and hope to connect with you soon.
Yes. Happy August. Woohoo.
Happy August. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is my moment. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.